And as we in this country grapple with the challenges of cutting carbon emissions by putting a price on carbon, Britain has announced what it says the world's most ambitious legally binding targets. Emissions will be cut in the UK by 50% on 1990 levels by the year 2027. But crucially, the government has left the door open for reviewing those targets in 2014 if Britain's competitors in Europe don't also get serious about combating climate change. And perhaps equally importantly, the new policy is being delivered with bipartisan political support. Greg Barker is the UK Climate Change Minister. He joins you from London now. Minister, welcome to ABC Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning. Nice to join you.
This is a very ambitious target, a 50% cut to Britain's emissions on 1990 levels by 2027. How are you going to do that?
Well, we're not starting from zero. We're nearly halfway there now because there has been action. You mentioned in your introduction that there's bipartisan support. We have been fortunate to inherit from the last government the beginnings of a programme. What David Cameron has said when he came into office last year is that he wanted this coalition led by the Conservatives to be the greenest government ever. And that's not out of, you know, just a commitment to the green agenda for its own sake, but also because of a very real and pragmatic recognition that that way lies economic prosperity and long-term growth. Our supplies of oil and gas are rapidly diminishing from the North Sea, and we want to wean our economy off expensive imported foreign fossil fuels and tap into the huge growth markets of renewables, of clean technology, and make our economy much more energy efficient, and really, carve out a market leadership position in these fast-growing sectors.
Okay, now there are no details yet on how you're going to get there. As you say, you're already halfway there, but some would say that's the low-hanging fruit gone. Now the job gets harder. There's no secrets, really, on the mechanisms to achieve that. They include an emissions trading scheme that's already in place, a carbon tax, more energy efficiencies. I mean, specifically, is a carbon tax likely there in Britain? I know David Cameron has suggested that before.
Yeah, well, we're looking at a carbon floor price underpinning the price of carbon, because although we have emissions trading here right across Europe, it hasn't been the very strong signal to business in terms of a carbon price that many have anticipated, and it's going to be a relatively slow burn. So we recognise that there's got to be a range of measures, and it's going to be different for every country, and they've got to pick their own pathway through. But we do recognise that ultimately it's going to be business, it's going to be the private sector that is going to deliver this transformation, and we, the government, has got to work in partnership with business, with investors, to create the right framework for strong green growth.
Okay, but when you talk about a carbon floor price to deliver this transformation, where would the floor price need to be?
Well, the floor price for carbon is one tool, but it's by no means the only tool.
I accept that, but I'm just wondering where you think that floor price should be.
Well, the Treasury is currently consulting on that, and the Chancellor will announce more details fairly soon. But a commitment to a floor price is in itself a strong signal, but it's not the only mechanism. You cannot just rely on one or two financial instruments. In addition to that, we've just announced support for Europe's first renewable heat programme. We're just about to roll out the biggest home improvement programme, offering energy efficiency to up to 20 million homes over the next decade and a half. We are invested in the world's largest carbon capture and storage programme. We're about to create a green investment bank to help propel the world's largest rollout of offshore wind. So there's a whole range of different initiatives in partnership with the private sector that David Cameron's coalition government is pushing.
It's 12 minutes to 8 on Radio National Breakfast. Our guest this morning is Britain's climate change minister, Greg Barker, because Britain has just announced a commitment to cut their carbon emissions by 50% on their 1990 levels by the year 2027. Minister, just to stay for one moment longer on this notion of a carbon price, because it's a big debate here in Australia at the moment, as the government's promised to introduce a carbon tax with a soft start to price carbon of, people suggest, $20 to $30 a tonne. Would that be enough? Would that be price enough to drive emission cuts in the order you're talking about?
Well, I would be very loath to comment on what's right for Australia from so far away. I mean, that's something that Australia's got to find a path for. But we are clear that you need to provide long-term signals to business. One of the failings of the last Labour government here in Britain was that they had various schemes to encourage low-carbon growth, but invariably they were short-term, they were funded year to year, and they didn't offer the long-term certainty which business could invest in, given that the returns on many of these infrastructure projects and technology investments goes way beyond the timeline of one particular parliament or one particular scheme. A long-term framework.
Just on that, terms of long-term frameworks and long-term certainty, the Green Group suggests that your government has left the door open. There's a let-out clause in this because you've left the door open to review these ambitious targets in 2014 if other countries, I think that's European countries, don't follow suit. And that's a get-out clause, according to Friends of the Earth, which could undermine business confidence in investing in green technologies.
Well, by and large, the green groups over here have been very impressed with what we've done. There was a lot of scepticism that we would do it, and I think we have, by and large, impressed them with the leadership that David Cameron's shown. But what is unusual is that you've seen consensus both with the green groups and with a lot of industry groups and business bodies who've come together to say this is the sort of long-term signals that they require. In terms of how we construct policy over here, I like to think that we offer businesses TLC, by which I mean when we're coming to settle public policy, government policies, we like to offer transparency, longevity and certainty, so business can invest with real confidence for the long term, because a lot of these investments that we need them to make aren't going to offer a quick payback, but are going to be for the long term. And I think very few people really comprehend just how profound the transformation that we're going to need to see in our economy is. And it's only just dawning on people just how profound a change we're up for.
Okay, Greg Barker, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And good luck with the project. That's the British Climate Change Minister, Greg Barker, joining us there from London. TLC, I thought that would be tender loving care, but no. And in fact, there's no announcement yet as part of this package on what industry compensation would need to be in place, because Britain has promised that it won't compromise its industry's profitability either. It's 8 minutes to 8 on Radio National Breakfast.